Seed to Sound, presented by Banks, a podcast for cannabis professionals. Welcome back to Seed to Sound and our Meet the Recruiter series. We are so excited to have yet another one of our amazing, amazing recruiters back with us today. So jumping right into those questions, what are the top three cannabis job skills in your opinion? Go.
For me, the top three job skills, first thing is being positive, having a great attitude, and really having a passion in the industry. A passion in the industry is the first thing. Second thing is, having a goal of where you want to go in this industry. I think that's great. And third thing is, that's a tough one. Those two things kind of sum it up for me. But really just maybe some industry experience is good. But, that's kind of tough out here with it, just becoming legal. Not everyone has that industry experience.
Absolutely. All right. So taking a step back, I want to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself and explain a little bit about what you do here at Vangst.
Yeah, I'm Eric Green. I am our recruiter out here in Northern California for the gigs team. So our team is in charge of hiring all contract, a lot of temp to hire roles, everything. We are hiring everything from trimmers, packagers. That's the bulk of our positions right now, but everything from cultivators to management positions as well.
Very nice. And how did you get into recruiting?
Yeah, so when I finished college, first job was an outside sales job, and if you're an outgoing person, a lot of people will tell you you'd be good at sales. So that's what I did, and learned some great skills from it. But I found that pushing something on someone that they don't want is not really was my thing. So and recruiting kind of fell into my lap. Was really able to translate those sales skills into recruiting and done some college recruiting and a lot of different industries and now in cannabis.
So what's your favorite part about being a recruiter?
Yeah, my favorite part is really connecting with new people every day. And, I'd say the best part of an interview is when the interview becomes conversational and not just, questions back and forth.
Totally. And what's your favorite part about working here at Vangst?
Yeah, Vangst is awesome. It's like no other job I've ever had, probably because I'm very passionate about the cannabis industry and I'm able to take my recruiting skills and use those. But my favorite thing is being a part of, a small growing company, knowing that we're going to do huge things in this industry and just to be a part of that.
Totally. So you said you're very passionate about the cannabis industry. Can you tell us about some of the progress that you've seen working kind of behind the scenes in the cannabis industry?
Yeah, it's interesting because, when I came out to Colorado for my first week with Vangst, I saw a whole different style. I think it's very organized out there. Obviously, you guys, it's been recreational a little bit longer. And out here in the Bay Area, it still is kind of like the wild, wild west. There's, there's places that probably are operating, that are not fully legal, maybe I've seen. but, it's different. I think that as far as progress, I think they're doing a great job of really trying to market it to adults, per se, more so. I think that eventually it's going to turn to a edible driven market, because that's the only way you can really truly say that cannabis is medical. I mean, all in all, smoking is somewhat, it's not, you can't convince someone that smoking is medical. So I think that's where the market is headed in a way.
Interesting.
So stepping away from recruiting a little bit, what's your favorite thing to do in your free time?
Yeah, in my free time, well, in the winter is definitely snowboard. It's a little bit of a drive from the Bay Area to Tahoe. That's definitely my favorite thing to do in the winter. But other than that, spend time with my wife and daughter and family. And I'd say those are my favorite things to do right now.
What is your top interview tip for job seekers?
Yeah. My top interview tip for job seekers would be, and it's pretty cliche, but to really be yourself. I mean, for me, I think everyone's different, but for myself, and I can only speak to my own experiences, going into like an interview or something is, I don't prepare and practice too much. You know, you've kind of got to go in there and just let it flow and, you know, hope that it ends up being a conversation and not just a, you know, back and forth questions. And that's, I think, a good feeling you can take home from you and know that an interview went well.
All right, Eric, thank you so much for being with us today. For anyone who would like to get in contact with Eric about contract and contract to hire positions, you can certainly reach out to him on LinkedIn. The link to his profile will be in the description for this episode. So thank you so much, Eric.
All right. Thank you very much.
Seed to Sound, presented by Vangst, a podcast for cannabis professionals. Produced by Hannah Holmgren and Catherine Jamiro. Music by Tyson Weigel. For more information, visit www.blog.vangst.com.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Cannabis Health Radio is a podcast about stories from people around the world who have used cannabis to deal with serious ailments, many of them life-threatening. My name is Ian Jessup. My co-host Corey Yelland is no stranger to the devastating emotional impact faced by so many people receiving a death sentence diagnosis from a doctor. Told she only had months to live with anal canal cancer, Corey researched and immediately began using cannabis oil to eliminate her cancer and has been cancer-free for more than a decade. She told herself that if it worked, she would spend the rest of her life helping others, which she does tirelessly every day. When you listen to our podcast, you'll hear many stories like Corey's, along with others who have used cannabis oil for many more ailments besides cancer, such as chronic pain, PTSD, MS, and many, many more. As one of our guests said, "Your podcast gave me the confidence to save my own life." We regularly get messages from listeners who have heard our podcast and use cannabis to solve a serious health issue of their own or that of a loved one. We hope you listen to these stories and be as inspired and moved as we are with each and every episode.